Kathy and Stella Solve a Murder, a comedy musical about murder? What's not to like? I knew it would be fun from the first moment, and it didn't disappoint. Kathy and Stella have been best friends since school, but both have had problems in their lives. Kathy dropped out of university with a nervous breakdown, and Stella's mother died, and she is living on her sister's sofa. Their escape from the depressing reality of their lives is the murder podcast they record from Stella's mom's garage. But when true crime writer Felicia Taylor is murdered, the girls go into overdrive to solve the crime. Kathy and Stella are played by Bronte Barbie and Rebecca Hines, respectively, and it is largely due to their wonderful rapport that this show works so well. Their sheer energy and pace is breathtaking, but the ensemble cast are not far behind. Hannah Jane Fox plays Felicia Taylor and several other members of her family. She is over the top and hilarious in all the parts she plays. Elliot Broadfoot plays Justin, the slightly timid mortuary technician and Kathy's mother. You couldn't get two more contrasting parts, and he really makes the most of them. Ben Redfern plays David Slatter, a very seedy suspect indeed. He's already been in prison and is a potentially obvious murdered. Elliot Williams Endure plays Detective Inspector Sue Shaw. She is actually an extremely convincing policeman who initially gets very fed up with Kathy and Stella's interference in the murder case, but finally realizes that they have, in fact, helped. But maybe the most incredible performance of the evening comes from Imelda Warren Green as Kathy and Stella's biggest fan. When she first meets them, she literally can't speak, and she gets increasingly crazy as the show goes on. This performance is one of the funniest I have seen in any years. The pace drops a bit during the second act, but the end of the show is great, and it really deserves to run and run. So who actually did kill Felicia? You'd better go and see it to find out. It's a 5-star show.